And you're here on 3CR with Annie, and we're talking with a whole collection of CFMEU women on this International Working Women's Day. And Lisa, who's the Women's Officer at the CFMEU, can you give us an idea of some of the things that you've been working on?
Yeah, g'day, and happy International Women's Day to all the sisters out there. Yes, I'm the CFMEU Women's Organiser, and I've got the greatest privilege to work and engage with women construction workers. One of the priorities for the CFMEU is building equality within all the structures of the union, as well as building density across construction sites. The women speaking today are just a small example of how union women are participating in the CFMEU.
When you started, Lisa, has there been a lot of change?
Yeah, well, I started, I think this might be my 37th continuous year with the CFMEU. Yeah.
You don't look that old.
originally started out as a carpentry and joinery apprentice back in the late 80s for the BWIU.
Oh, right.
And so I've been an activist throughout the decades trying to advocate for more women and good quality jobs for women. But in more recent times, I have that capacity by officially being employed by the union.
Yeah, yeah. It shows that the union recognised that it needed special consideration for women into the workforce.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was driven really by our former leadership, really. We used a clause in the enterprise agreement to highlight that industry needed to come together and really put their thinking caps on if we were fair income about building diversity and building equality in our industry. Then we needed to come together as a collective, and certainly the CFMEU has been working solidly with industry and government to make sure that women have a place in our industry.
Yeah, and what we're talking about is real jobs.
Absolutely, real jobs, and we've got a lot more work to do in this space. We want more women to be employed directly with employers, you know, companies, builders themselves, as opposed to being often in the casual employment markets through labour hire. So we're really focused on women in trades particularly is important, because we believe that that's how women are going to survive and thrive in the industry for longevity purposes. You know, retention is very important. But the CFMEU also recognises that we've got a lot of work to do around the safe and respectful workplace. You know, for it's really important that we continue to work through educating our members on gendered violence in the workplace. One of my sisters, Janine, is going to talk more about that and what her experience has been.
Okay, and the other thing I wanted to talk to you particularly about as the person who is the women's organiser is you have to recognise and listen to your members' needs. And so you've got campaigns that you're particularly running, aren't you, because of that kind of demands. I mean, I know women's toilets was one of them, but it goes to other things as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Annie, you know, the CFMEU can be really proud of this current new EBA that we're currently in the process of signing off our employers into. You know, sanitary products has been one for all construction sites to be provided for all workers, and that's been on our, you know, campaign agenda for a long, long time, and now it's a requirement for all builders to provide for men and for women. You mentioned amenities. You know, it's no secret that the CFMEU, you know, had a long and drawn out, very expensive court case trying to defend the rights of women on site and the need for appropriate amenities. This current EBA has really finally got to a legitimate job sharing and flexible work arrangements and part-time work, which is phenomenal for the construction industry, because as we know, construction workers work long hours and demanding hours, and the industry has failed to recognise that there are a cohort of workers that would like to work in our industry and participate in our industry but can't work the hours that the industry has typically expected. So we've won a genuine job sharing part-time work clause, as well as some other things like a respect code and a safe and respectful workplace clause. So we're looking at really moving those issues forward.
So Janine, you've been working on site, but part of your, as a CFMEU member, has been to start a campaign around respect and gender-based violence, reducing it and bringing it out into the open. Isn't that right?
Yes. Hi, Annie.
G'day.
So my activism within the CMFEU has given me the opportunity to learn more about gendered violence as an occupational hazard.
Oh, right. Okay. And so it's on site, you say?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this has led me and others to have a conversation with men on site about violence towards women. And so, and I was quite, surprised about how many of them wanted to stand up and say, what can we do? Can we help? So we decided, me and a colleague, Julie Laurie, to do a video. And we got some of the men involved, and that video ended up leading to 44,000 views.
In the video, what were you covering? What sort of things did you think was important to say in that video?
Well, that video was more about if you see it, speak up, stand up and stop.
Yeah, stop. Okay. Yeah. So that the people don't become isolated and then become targets on site, right?
Well, that's correct. But it was also about men. If you see it, call it out. Don't stand by and, think it's funny or, tell your mates, no, that's not okay, because it's not okay.
Yeah, and has that been effective?
Yes. Yes, I think it has, yes. Yeah, and it was surprising that even the conversations that we were having, most of the men, they were on board, said, we do that. So it was really good to hear.
Yeah, did you feel that they, in their responses, the men in their responses, actually played down the on-site violence without realising it?
I think without realising it, yes, for sure. Because that's easy to say, little jokes and, but I think once you have those conversations, real conversations, you think, oh, yeah, maybe I do it. Maybe I need to stop.
Yeah, and so have you experienced safer and better, more respectful situations at work because of all this?
I think there is, yes. Well, I know on my site, most of the men are pretty respectful.
Yeah, cool. So you're happy with having stood up and done something about it?
Yep, really happy.
Yeah, good on you. Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for talking to me. And we're going to move over to having a yarn with Tarmay. You're a delegate, aren't you?
Hello, yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Tell me about being a delegate. What's that like?
Well, it has its days. It's good. It can be a thankless job. It can be a tireless job, but it's definitely worth it. And I love my job, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
You get elected, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So they must have thought that you were the right fit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. What makes you the right fit as a delegate? What do you have to do?
I mean, you got to stand up for other people. I think that's something that I do take really important, and I like to be able to be there for people, not just women, but men on the job as well. Safety as well is a big thing, and I think I've got fairly good knowledge around safety, and it's a bit of a passion of mine, and I think that's probably the two most important things as a delegate.
You come from a union family, don't you?
I do, yes.
Yeah, so you, it's in your blood.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that idea of safety is a really key issue in the construction industry.
Oh yeah, 100% it is, yes.
Yeah, so from your point of view, what's happened for you at work sites, for example, an example, something where you might have had to have stood up and be firm?
It's kind of hard to come up with one thing, to be honest. It's an everyday reoccurrence. It's part of the job. It's most of the time. I think one of the harder things that happens frequently and that you have to stand up for is just the people that don't want to speak up. And they don't want to, they're worried that if they do speak up, they're going to lose their job. Or, if they're struggling mentally or there's something going on, they don't want to have that conversation with the boss. So I think that's something that's a bit more, you can tell if something's unsafe, but in that way, it's a bit harder to call that out than what it is.
So you have to be a bit of a psychologist.
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah, right. So what job do you do beside being a delegate? Is that what you do when you're on site?
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm also a HSR, so Health and Safety Representative.
Okay, so that's the job. When you go there to work each day, that's what you're doing?
Yeah, checking safety, making sure everything's, you're not working in the heat, you're not working in the rain. If something's not right, we'll pull it up, make sure that the members are safe and everyone's happy.
Yeah, cool. Very interesting. Have you got a lot of female compatriots?
At the moment, we've got, I think there's 5 of us in total, which, doesn't sound like a lot, but that number 5 in itself has gone, it's come from 0. So in my opinion, we're getting there.
Yeah. And anyway, you're a moving target. When there's 5, they can't get you.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for talking to me. We're going to move over to Victoria, who is a part of the Pacifica community and who works as a CFMEU person. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your work journey?
Hello. So initially I am a labourer on site, but I've been given the opportunity to sit on the leadership team with CFMEU Pacifica, and basically what we do is all community based.
All right, tell me about that. That's really interesting. A leadership team, that must give you new skills. Did you have these skills before, or are you finding that it's given you a lot of things that you didn't have before?
I mean, prior to jumping into construction, I was a stay-at-home mum for 8 years. So the opportunities that I've been given with, not only Pacifica alone, but with the union, CFMU, it's come with ample opportunity. For instance, we feed the homeless on a fortnightly basis. We also, with our retired members, we conduct like a monthly working bee where we...
Oh, you go around and help them out.
Yes. So
that's really nice.
We go to our retired members' homes just to do general maintenance, things like gardening.
Yeah, and chats.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really nice thing to do.
Yes.
Most people wouldn't even consider that that's something that the CFMEU would put into place.
No. But, feeding the homeless, so we initially started July of 2024.
Yeah.
We sort of work alongside the Sunshine Youth Mosque as well. They help us. It's really kicked off.
Well, there's a lot of homelessness.
There is. And, with today's cost of living, it is hard. It is hard for a lot of families to put a hot meal on the table, I guess. Yeah, so with running our homeless runs, our members actively donate.
Yes.
We rely on donations from our kind fellow brothers and sisters of the CFMU.
Yeah, right. That's really fantastic. So stopping being a stay-at-home mum has really opened your world, really?
It has. Yeah. It has, you take into perspective of raising children, you're more than just a mum.
Oh, yeah.
And I, with the union, it's given me ample opportunity to grow as an individual, and I guess, ideally would eventually like to work to a bigger leadership role, but, I'm happy for where I am at the moment.
Yeah, but you've got ambitions now.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
right. I have. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
And Amelia, we'll go to you to finish off. Amelia, you're an apprentice.
Yeah, I'm a second year metal fabrication apprentice.
Right. How did you get into that?
So I was working as an upholsterer before that.
Okay.
And then I had a baby, and after coming out of maternity leave, I was looking at getting back into work. I found that, unfortunately, like any kind of textiles manufacturing, the wages aren't very good, the conditions aren't very good, and there's a very limited amount of work around. So I was looking into other areas of manufacturing, and I started a Cert 2 with an 8-month-old baby in engineering. And I loved it. And I'm very fortunate that I managed to get an apprenticeship in a site with a CFMEU EBA agreement. And honestly, it's the best paid job I have ever had and the most financial security I've ever had. And now with a child, it's even more important. And I know that it's only going to get better the more I progress with my trade.
Oh, look, that's fantastic. And this talks straight to the fact that the CFMEU supports women and makes future places for women with well-paid and proper jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, coming from a background where I was working in textiles, where there are a lot of women in the industry and it's female dominated, I had never worked in a workplace with an EBA agreement like ours. I had never worked in a workplace where they had clauses around respectful workplaces for women or anything like that. No real substantial overtime payments, no protections or anything. And even though I'm like the only woman on the tools at my company, being a member of the CFMEU means that I'm not alone. I know so many women on the tools now, and I feel much, much stronger for being a member and much, much more supported being a member.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, you're only in your second year. So how long is the apprenticeship?
It goes for 3 years.
Right, okay. And then you can even move further along in your professional development.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the right. Sky's the limit.
No, so what you're really saying is that it's broadened your view of the world, and what you've said is that you now have expectations that were never there before.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I never really expected to be able to earn enough money to support myself and my family before, and now it's just a given.
That's fantastic. Thanks very much for all of you coming in and talking to me about your experiences at work.
Thanks for the opportunity.
It's worth fighting for, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks.